This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The best tight end in the NFL plays here.
Kelsey wide open. Touchdown, Kansas City. Why not? Mahomes to Kelsey again to take the lead on a 22-yard touchdown pass.
Welcome back to The Drive right here on 610 Sports Radio. Here's C-Dot and Sean.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. So one day, Travis Kelce, I think, is going to call Canton home. Our next guest is already in Canton. He's a 12-time Pro Bowler. Three times he was on the first team All-Pro. Four times he was on the second team All-Pro. He also is on the NFL 2000s All-Decade team. He is also in the Pro and College Football Hall of Fame. We welcome one of the greatest football players of all time, Will Shields, onto the show today. Will, really appreciate you coming on today.
No problem, man. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Let's start here. We wanted to have you on to evaluate the offensive line play in this game. People think that Cleveland has the best offensive line in the NFL. What do you think?
Well, I think they're playing really well right now. If you saw what they did last week, being able to shuffle all the guys around and still be able to get them what they did, it was pretty phenomenal, you know, to have guys going down left and right and still plug new guys in that they barely even their names and able to still put up points.
So looking at the Cleveland offensive line last week, Pittsburgh with T.J. Watt didn't get a pressure, didn't get a hit on Baker Mayfield. What success do you think guys like Frank Clark and Chris Jones can have up against that Browns front?
Well, I think right now it's a little different game. As long as you don't start the game with turnovers and doing different things of that nature, and that sort of made a big difference in the game plan when you go into it. Watts didn't have an opportunity to ever get started. Simple fact, they were down. You know, they were down in points, so they didn't have to throw the ball. They have to dictate what happens on third and fourth down. They just keep running the ball and getting turnovers and doing things of that nature. That made the game a little easier, at least from an offensive line standpoint, since you're playing for Cleveland. Because, hey, we're going to run the ball as much as we can, and we've got two of the best backs in the NFL to do it with. Why not do it and try to keep the game, you know, as short as you can? And so I think, you know, it's going to be an interesting game to try to get everything put together. But, you know, the one thing that you can't do is have those turnovers early in the game, and it sort of dictated what happened in the rest of the game.
Speaking of those running backs, Will, I was thinking we've all seen Kareem Hunt up close and personal. But most of the time there's not two running backs that are successful as Cleveland has with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. How much of that is because of their individual talent versus the great offensive line we're talking about?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I think the simple fact of it is you have two guys that can fill and know what they want to do, and they have a good 1-2 punch. You know, it's not like they put one guy and lose anything when they put the other guy in. So that really helps, and that helps the offensive line because you know the consistency behind you of what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, that's the good thing about having two quality backs back there.
What about the Chiefs' offensive line? They've been patchwork all season. Some people say it's a major concern. They need to spend their first-round pick. Will, as an offensive lineman that played here for a long time and now is in the Hall of Fame, what do you think is going on with this Chiefs' offensive line, and what should they do going forward?
Well, I think it's just like everything else. You know, you get injured, you get nicked here, you get there, you have a guy that opts out. I mean, that's just part of the process of what you're going through with the NFL right now. And you have to have guys that are versatile, that can play both guard and tackle and sometimes center here and there. You know, it's very hard to find that cohesiveness where you're going to have a person that's going to be there week in and week out for a long period of time just because of the nature of the way the game is played right now. And once you start getting a little older, you have guys that are older, you're going to have those more nicks and bumps and bruises. So you're going to have to bring some young guys, develop them, bring them on so that they can fill those spots. And so I think that's one thing that is going to be a concern as you move forward. But I think, you know, as long as you help them out, tight end here, little things there, you can still get done what needs to get done, especially when you have the weapons that the Chiefs have right now.
Right now we're talking to one of the greatest players in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs. Will Shields joins us on the show right now, keeping it with the Chiefs offensive line. What do you make of how this team has sort of filled in for Mitchell Schwartz? He's a great player on the right side, playing right tackle, but they haven't had him for about the last 7 or 8 weeks. What do you make of how Mike Rimmers has performed in his absence and now going up against a strong defensive lineman as Myles Garrett?
Well, I think one thing that he's done a good job of holding down the fort and being able to, you know, hang in there when they can. But just like everything else, you say you have to scheme, you have to plan, you have to prepare, and then, you know, make sure that you don't leave him on an island by himself too many times in a row back-to-back to where the defensive lineman can get, you know, into a rhythm of, hey, I know when I can have him one-on-one and do this and do that. That's the key to the game, you know, and then use some of the speed and quickness against him sometimes, and that's where you go to the screen and draw game. So, I mean, you got to be that cohesiveness, but he's done a good job of hanging in there and doing what he needs to do. And I think each week you're going to get better because you're going to learn more. And that's one thing about it. The more times you get a chance to put your hand in the sand, you get an opportunity to get better.
So, Will, you had a long career, but at some point, like everybody's career, it came to an end. When did you know? Because we've talked a lot about Mitchell Schwartz and just unsure if he's going to come back. He's made a lot of money, back problems, already won a ring. Maybe this is time for him to step aside. Eventually, when you decided to retire, when did you know that it was time?
Well, it takes a lot into consideration. I mean, you consider, you know, how many bumps and bruises do you have? You know, what is the next couple of years going to look like? Can you put your body through the strain to give quality work of what you want to put on the field? That makes a big difference also. So those are all different things. And then, hey, family is always that most important piece of, you know, what quality of life will you have after the game? Will you move on? You know, will you be able to recover from some of these, at least be able to at least walk upright and decent for a while, you know, as you move into your older age? Those are all things that you have to consider. But, you know, the hard thing is that you love the game. You want to be a part of the game as long as you can. But you do have to make those decisions of, hey, can I get my body back in shape to endure the pounding that it's going to take to get through another season? And then do I have an opportunity to, you know, hold that trophy and, you know, and get that ring too? Because that's one of the other important pieces of what you're fighting for once you get to that certain age.
Will, as a guy that's in the Hall of Fame, just curious, do you think at some point Honey Badger Tyrann Mathieu is going to join you there?
You know, you never can tell. I think each position has their own way of getting to the Hall of Fame. You know, I think right now with the way he's playing unbelievable, and the way he controls the defense and gets those guys motivated and gets them in the right place at the right time. You know, I think there's a lot of guys that have opportunities to do it if they keep playing the way they're playing.
How concerned should Chiefs fans be with the Cleveland rushing attack coming up Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead because of that offensive line? As we talked about, it's a combination. If you combine the offensive line and the rushing attack, it's probably the best in the NFL. CDOT and I are on completely different terms. I think that if Cleveland keeps running the ball upwards of 40 times and averages 5 yards a carry, that's the way they can beat the Chiefs. What say you?
Well, you know, it all depends. I think you're going to have to keep the ground and pound game because that's what's gotten you here, and that's what, you know, you really know really well if you're on the Cleveland side of the ball. And on the other side here, you know, you look at it as, hey, we got to get the ball quickly down the field and into the end zone a few times to sort of make it get to that point where, you can't run the ball every down, to where time becomes a factor. You know, one time, let's keep the ball as long as we can, and the other one is, let's put some points on the board often and early to force it to a game to where it doesn't. Where you have to try to make those big plays to make it come back. And I think that's how you got to play the game, back and forth. Play to your strength, do what you do, and don't change up too much to try to dictate what the other team can't do. You know, if you're strong at running, run the ball and dictate it that way. And if you can get that accomplished, that could be your victory on the other side. If you get points early and you keep scoring and put the pressure back on the other side, that's the way you do it. Because then you don't have to worry about well, how many times are you going to rush? If you get if you put points on the board early, then you can try to run the ball a little bit here and there too.
And well, that's exactly kind of how I feel about this game. Cleveland certainly wants to come in and run the ball, but that strategy to me, your margin of error is just so slim. And going up against an offense like Kansas City, in which most of us expect to score at least 30 points in the game, it's just really hard to play that ball control style offense against a team like Kansas City that can score as often and as quickly as the Chiefs can.
Well, if you look at it right now, big plays and things of that nature, Cleveland's doing an unbelievable job with play action and different things like that. They lead the league in some of those categories of, you know, plays over so many yards, 20 yards, things of that. So it makes a big difference when you look at it, though. You know, they're not a, hey, let me grind it out kind of thing. It just happens to look that way because the running backs are running so well when they do get that opportunity. But they're definitely using it to their advantage to make some big plays and get some big chunks.
Will, two last questions we want to ask you before we get you out of here. We talked about it this week, the Dwayne Rudd game. You played in the Dwayne Rudd game. Can you take us through your memory of the final 20 seconds of that game?
The Dwayne Rudd game. You talking about when he took his helmet off?
Yeah, that one.
the John Tate, I'm running for the end zone as long as I can game. It was, you know, it was one of those weird things because I'm trying to think. That game was really, it was really weird because we were going for this last play and it just sort of fell apart. And as it falls apart, the ball pops in the air, he catches it, he starts running, and we're back here looking, run, run, run. Some people are saying, get down, get down, get down. But then he's doing his helmet off and get an extra play. It's one of those things of like, you know, the rules just so happen to fall right when you needed them to for you to get the win. And that's one of those things of like, you know, you could play, you know, a million games. You never think they would end that way on a penalty where you kick a field goal because somebody took their helmet off.
And last question.
It was really cool, though.
And last question here. We appreciate your time. So I'm looking at your stats and I'm looking at your career. You had one tackle in your career. Can you tell us a story about the one tackle you got in your career?
One tackle. I think that was actually on a fumble. It was either a fumble or an interception because that's one thing that it was probably there. It was just an interception and it ended up getting a tackle on the other side when the guy was trying to score a touchdown.
That is Will Shields joining us on the show today. One of the greatest players in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs, 12-time Pro Bowler, 3-time first-team All-Pro, 4-time second-team All-Pro. He also is on the All-Decade team for the 2000s. He is in the Chiefs Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and the College Football Hall of Fame. Will, it was an honor to have you on our show today. Thanks a lot.
No problem, man. Thanks. You have a good one, bro.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.